The unfolding legal saga in New York has all the hallmarks of a sensational Law and Order episode. A top international financier, considered the front runner to become the next president of France, is arrested by New York police at JFK Airport as he's about to depart. He's charged with sexually assaulting a maid at the hotel where he was staying. A judge in New York has denied bail to Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, on grounds that he is a flight risk. As of today, Strauss-Kahn is locked in a solitary cell at Rikers Island, his presidential ambitions in ruins. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has been looking into the case. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Renee. It is quite an amazing story, a tale that defies cynical expectations about the power of the privileged.
So let's start from the top. What is alleged to have happened exactly?
Well, as spelled out in court by police sources and in news reports, the maid entered the suite thinking that it was empty. She walked into the suite, called out to make sure that nobody was there, and when she didn't get an answer, she went to the bedroom area to begin cleaning. At that point, Strauss-Kahn walked out of the bathroom naked. The maid apologized, turned to leave, but she made it only as far as the foyer. Strauss-Kahn allegedly ran up behind her, closed the door, locked it, and dragged her into the bedroom, where he forced her to engage in sexual acts. The maid told the police that she broke free, ran out of the bedroom, but was caught again and dragged this time into the bathroom, where Strauss-Kahn once again forced her to engage in sexual acts. The maid eventually managed to escape, reported the attack to her supervisor, and the hotel quickly called the police.
Although, Nina, given the very high profile of this guest, you could imagine another scenario where a hotel management would hesitate, wringing its hands a bit about what this would mean.
Well, according to police sources that I spoke to, there just was never any doubt. When the police got there, the whole staff knew. This woman had a good employment record. She's a 32-year-old West African immigrant, a Muslim who wears a headscarf, a single mother. My sources said that just from her demeanor, the people at the hotel could tell that she had, quote, been victimized and badly victimized.
Okay, so when the police get there, they too believe her.
Detectives from Midtown South, probably along with uniformed cops, showed up and interviewed this woman. Deputy New York Police Commissioner Paul Brown told me that the police often get flack for interviewing rape victims too aggressively. But they do it, Renee, for a reason, to make sure the story hangs together, that there are no inconsistencies. And they were convinced, too. Then, amazingly, while the cops were there, Strauss-Kahn calls the hotel, mistakenly believing that he'd left a cell phone behind. The police coached the hotel personnel to tell him that they had the cell phone. Where was he? They'd get it to him, they said. Well, he told them he was at JFK, about to leave on a plane, whereupon the cops called the Port Authority police, told them they were on their way, and to hold the plane if necessary. They, in fact, got there 10 minutes before the plane was due to leave. According to police sources, the Port Authority cops boarded, asked Strauss-Kahn to come with them, that they had a cell phone. And when he did, when he got off the plane, they clapped the handcuffs on and took him away to the Special Victims Unit.
So, Nina, this is the famous SVU we know about from the TV show Law and Order. And when did they exactly get into the act here?
Well, according to police sources, the detectives from Manhattan South called them in. And while the first group of detectives were pursuing the alleged attacker, SVU detectives were dealing with the victim, taking her to one of the designated New York hospitals where there are special rape teams that do DNA to take photos. And there are counselors to help the victims, materials to make sure that the evidence chain of custody is not broken. Well, you get the idea. They're specially trained.
So what about the New York Police Department chain of command? What kind of authorization did the police have to get up the line?
Well, based on my conversations, I think the cops on the ground in that short space of a few hours didn't know just how important Strauss-Kahn was. And he was just sort of viewed as a very rich fleeing suspect. Oh, Renee, and one lovely nugget I got from just one source, let me be clear. I was told that French officials get to stay in this $3,000 a night suite for a discounted $800.
Strauss-Kahn, he's pleaded not guilty.
Yes, and at his arraignment hearing, his lawyers made clear they will contend the sex here was consensual. Indeed, just a few weeks ago, Strauss-Kahn known in France as something of a womanizer, predicted in an interview with a French newspaper that he might fall victim to an invented scandal. And I'm quoting here, a woman raped in a car park and who's been promised 500 or €1 million to invent such a story. That's what he said then.
Nina, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's legal affairs correspondent, Nina Totenberg.
Now, Mr. Strauss-Kahn's legal troubles have led to speculation about who might replace him if he formally loses his position at the IMF. One of the top prospects appears to be French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde. And the Financial Times reports former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is also interested in the job. But there is also talk that someone from a developing nation should get the position. In fact, Britain's current prime minister is among those suggesting that someone from a developing nation should get the job instead of Gordon Brown, his predecessor. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.